do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
According to Ray Zinn, adversity is like manure. It stinks, but it helps us grow. And Ray knows a bit about adversity, having gone blind when his company that he founded was about to complete its IPO and everybody told him to pass the baton to a new CEO. 20 years later and still legally blind, Ray was still at the helm of Micrel Corporation. Since we all face adversity, it's good to understand what it really is and how to overcome it. But before we get to that, do get a copy of Ray's full story about adversities that he overcame and the success that he had, as well as nearly 300 pages on how to be an effective leader in his book, Tough Things First, which you can get at Amazon.com or your local bookseller. So, Ray, how do you define adversity in this age of a victim culture and what some are calling a generation of precious snowflakes? What is the real nature of adversity?
As I said, adversity is like manure. It stinks, but it helps us grow. So challenges are really what drive growth or performance. And without challenges, we really aren't going to move forward. I used to tell my kids, you know, pray for problems. And they looked at me like, are you crazy? Problems come without having to pray for them. But really, if you think about how you overcome challenges or problems, is by having something adverse take place, whether it's loss of a family member, whether it's a loss of your job. Things happen to us that are beyond our control. And as a consequence, we try to find a way to combat that. That Olympic pistol shooter from Germany that lost his right hand in an automobile accident came back 4 years and won the same competition with his left hand. And so you think about, wow, that's really difficult because, you know, if you're a right-eyed person, you have to shoot right-handed. And so shooting left-handed as a right-eyed person is very difficult to do. But yet he did it. Or others who've lost a limb or another part of their body have done great feats of performance by overcoming that loss of that limb. As you mentioned earlier about losing my eyesight during the IPO, I thought I was a goner. I thought that was going to be the end of Ray Zinn. But I decided I wasn't going to let that be the stumbling block for me. And I overcame my lack of vision and my memory improved tenfold. So when you have one part of you that isn't functioning right, the other, your body adapts. And so my memory got better and I was able to continue on. And actually, I think I did a better job as a legally blind CEO than I would have with being fully sighted. I look at adversity as a good thing, because without challenges, none of us would have a job.
Well, I agree with all of that, but let's shift this a little bit. I mean, a big part of your audience on this podcast is Silicon Valley and entrepreneurs, and you did a speech back in June where you talked about a very interesting type of adversity, one that many of these entrepreneurs face. Namely, the adversity of inventiveness, where really out-of-the-box thinkers are too impatient to wait for the people or the entire market to embrace the changes that they are building. So let's talk about this lag time between new ideas and them taking hold in a broad market, this adversity of inventiveness.
Sure. The camera and the cell phone is an example of that, you know, back when it was introduced. Everybody was poo-pooing and laughing, saying, oh, who wants a camera in their cell phone? Because we're so used to using the point and shoot or the handheld camera that we just couldn't see how having a camera in a cell phone was going to have equal quality and a capability of a handheld. And so it didn't take off at first. It was looked upon as kind of a dumb idea. And that's what happens in most cases, is that when you have a new idea, it's generally rejected. Only about 20% of the populace will accept a new idea. So you got 80% have to be converted. And so that's the adversity of inventiveness, is you have to be able to deal with this naysayer, you know, NIH not invented here mentality for the first year or two until the idea catches hold. It will catch hold ultimately, but it takes time and you have to be patient.
Well, another part of your history which speaks to adversity is markets. And I really want to get into this subject for the entrepreneurs who are listening in, because you were in the semiconductor business for over 37 years, and you're or even longer back when you made a regular paycheck instead of running your own company. And you profitably survived some really, really wild market fluctuations, including the entire dot-com meltdown of the early 21st century. Every industry has cycles and fluctuations. So how does a green CEO handle this particular adversity?
You have to be prepared for it. Their cycles will happen. Product cycles are anywhere between 3 and 5 years. And so depending upon where you are with your idea within that product cycle, you have to look ahead. You have to be able to have that crystal ball and see where the market's headed and be prepared for the worst. We all hope for the best, but we prepare for the worst. That's how you run a good company. So during good times, you have to salt away. You have to sock away some of your funds, not spend it, because there are going to be lean times. You're going to have that financial backup, the savings account, as you would, to draw on. So, you know, don't spend it all when times are good. And you got to prepare for bad times because they will come.
Well, let's talk about this briefly, because occasionally there's some really outsized, asymmetrical, unanticipated adversities. And what you're saying is that you have to anticipate all adversities. I know that one time at Micrel, you had a customer who exited their business and took all of their business away from you, which I think, if I remember correctly, accounted for about a 25% revenue drop. And that was a big kick in the teeth, and it was somewhat unanticipated. So how does a CEO anticipate the unanticipable?
You don't spend it unless you have it. So you have to have some reserve capability to be able to launch yourself out of these difficult things, like when we had this one customer go away. The other thing is we set a policy then after that we would not have a customer greater than 25% of our revenue, because you can tolerate a 10 or 15% problem drop in revenue, but it's hard to handle a 50 or 60% drop in revenue. So you want to make sure you spread your risks and not be too dependent on any one customer.
So Ray's lessons are really about looking at adversity as a challenge, as a puzzle, as a problem to solve. When you take the personal trauma out of it and you can break down any situation into a problem to solve, it can actually become kind of fun and challenging. One simple challenge to solve is connecting with Ray directly on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Drop by toughthingsfirst.com/contacts to find his social media touchpoints. And if you have not already, subscribe to the Tough Things First podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and other popular podcast apps.